The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Thanksgiving had a unique start in America, and Rush Limbaugh does a brilliant job each year on his show discussing how the first European colony started as a socialist undertaking, but soon transferred to a more rewarding capitalist structure. The Plymouth Settlement, breaking ground in what would become Massachusetts, was originally organized with a socialist workflow. Everyone was expected to pitch in and do their part. Of course, if you want someone to work, you better motivate them. For the rest of the story, tune in to Rush this Thursday, and you'll hear about how William Bradford, who was in charge of life on the settlement, was unable to feed the settlers with the socialist model. Indeed, there were food shortages and simply not enough resources to go around. William Bradford had to make a change if he wanted his people to survive, so he embraced a more capitalist structure, where each villager was given ownership of a plot of land and the means to produce whatever they wanted. Again, listen to Rush on this Thanksgiving show Thursday, hear more about it. Now, before you give me the pitiful excuse that socialists like to use, but we can make socialism work this time because we have technology and are woke. Please take a moment to consider that if the truly good, honest, and practical pilgrims could not make socialism work, neither can we. Even if you love God and your fellow man half as much as those pilgrims, I doubt you have the strength of character to put in a full day's work that benefits someone else, and you not at all. That frontier spirit that cast off the notoriously troublesome chains of socialism and the miseries that accompany communist command and control societies is what powered the United States to become the colossal jewel of economic and social freedom that is today. To reintroduce socialism back to our shores, well, that will simply kill the American dream. The dream is that work ethic to excel and that transcends the trappings of rank and class, the ability to get where you want to be from your own risk and struggle, that is what I think of when I think of American exceptionalism. And that is the very magic that communists like Bernie Sanders and the economic illiterate are stomping out, in a very telling moment that should chill Americans to the bone. Please take a moment to consider something that Bernie Sanders once said. In this quote, Bernie was talking about how breadlines, that would be people waiting in a long line for their food rations, is not as bad as it sounds. Quote, "It's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That is a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food, and the poor starve to death." If we had honest discourse in our media, honest debate, and rational arguments, Bernie's silly rambles would be laughed away. But in today's us-versus-them world, solutions and critical thinking, they take a back seat to this odd political tribalism that we have today. Have a relaxing Thanksgiving week, and please give some thought to how this country started.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.